Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's worlds. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Chalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today's episode is a Quick Tip Tuesday episode, and it's going to be focused more on mindset than on technical changes or the technical aspects of building a business. Instead of focusing on new updates coming to Instagram, a new feature on Twitter, a quick hack for TikTok, today's episode is going to be focused on something that's arguably more important than all of that, which is your mindset as it pertains to business and entrepreneurship. If your mind ain't right, all of the technical changes you make, all of the different tools you use, ultimately are kind of built on unstable ground. So today we're going to be talking about mindset. And specifically, I wanted to start by telling you about the butterfly effect. If you're already familiar with the butterfly effect, then you can go ahead and fast forward to the 3-minute and 54-second mark of this episode. Wikipedia defines the butterfly effect as the sensitive dependence on initial conditions in which a small change in one state of a deterministic nonlinear system can result in large differences in a later state. Translation into normal human speak, small changes today can make a big difference in the future. I remember when I was in high school, there was this poster, you know, those cheesy posters that are on the walls. It's oftentimes like Shaq reading a book or Michael Jackson telling you to do your homework. But this poster said, watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions because they become your habits. Watch your habits because they become your character, and your character is what becomes your destiny. So basically, your thoughts down the line become your destiny. Something as small as the affirmations you speak to yourself, the way you talk about yourself in your own mind, the way you view your world through your thoughts, becomes down the line your destiny. But going back to the butterfly effect, I want to quickly tell you a story. This is a hypothetical story, of course, because it relates to time travel, but I promise this will be helpful. So just go with me for a second. I know it might sound a little funny, but just go with me for a second. Imagine there's a guy who has a time machine. He goes back millions of years ago into the past, into a period of time when dinosaurs were in existence. When he goes back into the past, however, he's not actually there as long as he stays on this special path that kind of hovers slightly above the ground. And as long as he stays on this path, nothing in the past can touch him. The dinosaurs can't eat him. And also, he can't affect the world in any way. He's kind of like a ghost. But while he's walking along the path and kind of admiring the world as it was millions of years ago, a T-Rex starts running towards him. And he's sure that the T-Rex can see him. He's sure that the T-Rex is about to chomp his head off. And so out of fear, he jumps off the path and he's about to run away. But the T-Rex doesn't see him. It just runs on by and he's able to hop right back onto the path and, you know, wipe the sweat off his forehead, realizing that, you know, he actually can't be touched and he's totally safe. But when he hops back onto the path, he looks at where he had just jumped off and realized that he squished a butterfly. He was disappointed that he crushed such a beautiful creature millions of years ago, but he concluded, it's just a bug. It's all right. It's not that big of a deal. Eventually, he gets back in his time machine and he goes back to the future. But when he returns to our present day world, he realizes that things are slightly different. The S's now have these little curly Q's on the end, and everyone has this weird accent that he's never heard before. And what he realizes is that butterfly that he killed millions of years ago actually had an effect on our human language millions of years in the future. So the butterfly effect is basically stating that a small change in the past can make dramatic, huge differences in the future. And a lot of us understand that. We recognize that, hey, if I'm to go back, you know, 300 years ago with the knowledge I have today, I can make a few small minor changes and drastically change the future of my own life, maybe my family's lineage, or even an entire country or the entire world with just a few minor changes. We all, for the most part, understand how that works, or at least what that idea would be. But what we fail to realize is that a small change we make today, the day you're listening to this, can have drastic changes on your life, your family's life, your business's life, your entire country or community, or even the entire world, just based off of some small changes or some small decisions that you decide to make today. We can look back at the past and kick ourselves for saying, dang, I wish I would have just started reading 10 pages per day a year ago. How much farther and how many more books would I have read by today if I had just picked up that habit? Dang, I wish I would have learned to create reels last year. Now, a year later, I would have hundreds of reels under my belt. I would probably have thousands of more followers and I would have gone viral plenty of times. Dang, I wish I would have just started an email list super small in 2014. How many subscribers would I have on my list today? We can choose to look back at the past and kick ourselves for the small changes that we failed to make then, or we can recognize that all we have is today, the day you're listening to this. This is the only moment that exists. And so I want to encourage you to ask yourself, what small changes can I make today? What small affirmations can I start repeating to myself? What changes in thought can I make today? What small habits can I start to adapt? Maybe you're going to spend 15 minutes per day on personal development. Maybe you're going to read just 10 pages per day. Maybe you're going to delegate or outsource one task today that you would have done on your own. I want to encourage you to start chasing the green lights. Rather than looking in your rearview mirror at the red lights in your past, focus on one small change that you can make today, and your future self will thank you for it. Thanks for listening, and as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.